the number wonder down under for socks and has been for 20 years.
Has finally arrived, and here we are at Melbourne Arena, our single mum's baby shower, Fifi's single mum's baby shower. In fact, the mums turn up in about half an hour. How long until Fifi cries, do you reckon, guys?
I'll say about 20 past seven.
Yeah, I already had a bit of a cry. I was over there with the girls from Runway Room, and a big thank you to Runway Room, Alex Favola, so generous.
She's in bed.
All single mums who are coming this morning can be pampered there. And I came in looking like a train wreck because and when you're this pregnant, you're not worrying about your makeup. And I was sitting there and I looked around the room and I started to cry as my mascara was being applied.
Oh, hang on. The correct answer. 1 minute past six,
it's Feb. So beautiful. This is incredible. I can't believe the effort.
It looks amazing, doesn't it?
To Melbourne Arena has never looked better. This is just so beautiful. The mums, they get here in about half an hour. I think they're going to.
They'd want to hurry up because I'm going to eat all the food
before they get out. The food looks amazing. The staff are doing such a beautiful job.
Yeah.
And there's so many gorgeous stalls set up. I'm literally blown away.
You look out there, it's like a cross between like a music festival and some sort of baby convention. It's a beautiful mix of things. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Stunning. The flowers.
Yeah, it's incredible. We'll get
to all of it. Got your beanbag.
From Estella Flowers, we must remember to thank all the wonderful businesses that have gotten involved.
Floral arrangements are extraordinary. Yeah, no, we'll be mentioning all our good friends who've supported us.
101.9 The Fox.
Good friend of the show, guys. Dave Hughes is here.
What a vibe we've got down here at Melbourne Park. It is incredible. And
Melbourne Arena.
Yeah.
Is it the same though?
It's inside Melbourne, but we're not doing Alpha Bucks now, mate. All right.
Hey, just quickly, and it's a lovely. I mean,
what did you bring your book for?
Hughes' attendance is enough, but he's brought some wonderful books. I don't know that they tie in with this event very much, though, Hughes. Yeah. There's a couple of issues.
They're called Excuse Me, Santa. So it's Christmas in June, and they're about a young sheep who deals with Santa and Santa's flatulence. So.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
just give Hughes $50 and he'll sign it.
They're free. No. I can give them for free.
It's so generous of you, Hughes.
I will sign them after this.
But how's this? This is going to start chaos. There's just a whole pile of them at the front of the stage, and I believe you just run up and grab one, ladies. And Hughesy, you said you'd hang around after and maybe sign.
I will sign them. I'm excited about that.
Who wants to have Hughesy sign their book?
They're running. They're storming.
Oh my God! There's pregnant women.
They're pregnant women.
They're fighting over the books
now. It's like bloody Boxing Day sale. It's a Santa book. They're free.
The sack races when you get the potato sack, but like they're pregnant women.
That was almost the equivalent. Guys, that was like looting.
There's pregnant women storming the stage.
Like a post-cyclone type scenario.
That is great.
Jeez,
well, we're nearly gone.
There we go. There's a few more girls jumping in.
And there's the last one.
Quick.
Oh,
yes.
Now,
shattered.
Hughesy will come around and he'll sign them for you, ladies. Now, Hughesy, it's so wonderful of you to come here. And I thought it is quite an opportune time to talk to you because our good friend Fev, he is going to be doing something wonderfully charitable on Monday at the MCG, and that is he's taking part in the MND Big Freeze.
Yes, slide. Yes, I'm doing the slide.
Yeah, I did it a few years ago. It's very cold, Fev. So you'll what are you going to be wearing? That's the big thing when you slide down the thing at the MCG.
I haven't been in an ice bar since I got retired/sacked.
Yes,
in 2010.
Did you ever chill alcohol in ice bars while you were did you ever put your stubbies in the ice bar?
No, maybe at home. Spa, didn't have any ice in it. But I was thinking maybe the big thing is they ring you up. Neil says you can wear whatever you want, something that describes you. It's up to you. And I thought, oh God, you could wear a sausage for snags, but that wouldn't be very funny because I get heaps of them. I could dress up as a beer, maybe a beer. A beer belongs in the ice. So
I think a beer is number one right now.
Number one right now. Or I was thinking, Hughesy. Because there's a very famous incident back in 2009 was the Brownlow. Yeah. And I was doing the old Steven Seagal pressure point. So I was thinking about dressing up as Steven Seagal with, the yellow sunnies. Alex is going to do the goading and have a shave. Slick back hair.
Yeah.
And Juddy's there. He's doing the slide as well.
Can he go down in front of you and you can be pressure pointing him while it happens?
What do we reckon, crowd?
That would be amazing.
I just thought that'd get the crowd up and about, and I'll have a beer in my hand. Pressure point. Woo!
Can Juddy do it with you or not?
Well, he's had a big week. I was going to ring him on Monday. But as you know, he's had a pretty big week. He's on the board of directors at Carlton. They sacked their coach. He's been under the pump. And I thought me ringing him about the Brownlow reenactment, probably not the right time.
I actually texted Juddy on Monday. We had a good text conversation.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, we were talking about...
You and me being on the board?
No,
flipping
no,
him.
No. We were talking about the fact that you've got to laugh at these things, you know? So, yeah. And he said something about someone else, and then we had a joke about that.
Who was he talking about?
I won't want to talk about it now.
Well, you brought it up.
Okay.
I know, but you know what he said about someone else.
Yes. I know who you're talking about. He's on another breakfast radio show.
Yes.
On AM.
Okay. He's on it. No, anyway.
AM, yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Look, FIFA, we've gotten to a place I shouldn't be.
quick save.
Get us out, FIFA. I can't even get you out, but no, I can.
So what do you reckon, Husey? Do you reckon I should wear a
cigar? Yes, absolutely. And I'd love Jody to go down with you. That would be the best thing. But he doesn't have to. You can do it on
your own. No, I just pressure point him and then quickly jump down before he punches.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. Perfect. Absolutely.
No, and I will distract you now by just saying thank you, Husey, for coming. Thank you for giving all these beautiful mums your books. And mums...
Oh, thank you for doing this. This is the single mums of Melbourne who are all legends. And, you know, I
love you, Husey.
Yeah, and I work away from home so much my wife can really relate to you. So.
All right, please thank Dave Hughes, everybody.
Husey!
This is Fifi's Single Mums Baby Shower live from Melbourne Arena.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. All the single mums that are in the room here at Melbourne Arena, welcome. This is all for you today. As you can see, incredible stalls around here. You can get your makeup done at Makeup by Runway Room. Makeup Room.
Makeup Room, baby brain.
Runway Room, the girls, they're doing a great job. Massages, you can get your nails done. Look at these beautiful flower crowns.
You actually look like a filter.
I love it.
Filter it's like... Where it's on Snapchat and you've got the floral...
Yeah.
You actually look like a
it's
real
like
life
walking
filter.
Around with a filter on, a Snapchat filter on my
face.
You've
got your Runway Room makeup and your filter.
Now, the only thing I am concerned about is there's no Byron. Byron's disappeared.
Did he go to the toilet?
Well, the only thing I was thinking...
Well, he doesn't eat.
We did challenge him. So for anyone who doesn't realise this, since the inception of this show, we've always gotten Byron to dress up.
We're trying to give him traction.
Well, because we wanted to boost his profile.
Don't want
no
traction.
We need to boost your profile. Now you've got it.
I've gone beyond that. That was back before I was famous.
Yeah, famous now.
I'm pretty well known now.
If we hadn't been putting you in costumes, you wouldn't have got your job at Channel 7.
It was a cockroach.
Nothing to do with
you
that.
You wouldn't have adequate followers on Instagram. Yeah. Now
we've got into 24,000.
Feb, you challenged him. What did you want him to wear
today? I wanted him to be dressed up, and Melbourne wanted to. We did a phoner when you were away on the Friday, and we want him to dress up as a big baby. So hopefully that's what he's doing.
Byron Gregory Cook, come to the stage.
Oh, come
please.
Out. Don't be a baby.
This is
a new career low.
Where's the other one with the diaper?
This is a new low.
That's so cute, Byron. What a good sport you are.
I've moved beyond this stuff. I don't need to do this stuff anymore. I'm better than this.
There he is. Now, where's the Herald Sun photographer?
Here you go. Put the bottle in.
That made me cry like a baby. This is demeaning.
Byron, while you're there, what I need you to do is right in front of you, there is a beautiful pregnant woman. Her name is Madison. Can you please bring her up to the stage? Madison, we need to get you on the stage immediately. This is Madeline.
Help her,
Madison.
Byron. She's pregnant.
Well, mate, I've got a bottle and I've got a rattle. I've got a microphone.
Stop being a baby.
Now, I don't want to be alarmist, mums. We have Madison from St Albans here. And Madison.
Jeez, you look nearly Jew.
She's due this coming Tuesday. And guys. Contractions have started.
Oh, my God. Are we going to deliver a baby live with me dressed like this?
Madison, how are you feeling? Are you okay?
I'm good.
Now, the contractions are 10 minutes apart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
what hospital do we need to get you to?
Jeez.
Joan Kerner.
We need to get you to Joan Kerner. Okay, now you're sitting here. You sit on the couch. Is there anything we can get you?
I'm good.
Do you need a drink?
I'm good.
Do you want a massage?
Okay.
No?
Is Byron creeping you out?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, I'm glad I wore my underpants because I may have had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, no, yes.
So I'm just going to head backstage because I've fallen out of my costume.
You're keeping that on.
See you guys. Best of luck with the birth.
Put the nappy on.
So, Madison, you're due this coming Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. Look at you. Now, who are you here with?
My mum.
Your mum. What's your mum's name?
Kay.
Hi, Tay. Now, are you comfortable? Do you want a bed? Like, we'll do anything
we need to do for you today.
Have you eaten?
Yeah.
You got a drink?
Yeah.
Now, due on Tuesday, do you know what you're having?
Boy.
Oh, little boy.
Yeah.
Have you got a name?
Crew.
Crew? Oh, that is beautiful. Look, Crew could be with us by the end of the morning.
I tried to have a boy. Didn't happen.
How memorable. You've tried.
Four times
I've
tried.
You've tried enough.
Yeah,
Now, done. But Fev, I mean, this we could have, essentially, Madison could this morning have her baby, could have little Crew
well,
at our single mum's baby shower.
We'd love you to have the baby now. I'll like, just really
just
try to
you.
Push it.
Madison, though, what a great story, though. Like, it's here to say where you had your baby. And, like, 131060, if there's any mums, even mums in the room, where did you have your baby that you didn't expect to? Because you always expect you're either going to be in the hospital or if you've planned a home birth.
I was on Fifi, Fev and Byron and the baby just came.
I was at Melbourne Arena on stage on the radio talking to Melbourne. Okay, well, 131060, call through. Let's hear, let's get some support for Madison with stories of where you have had your baby that you didn't expect to have it. Okay, now, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, well, where's Byron?
Do you want to... We've got a couple of little presents
just
here.
Well, let's here. Give now. Yeah. While we've got you, what about this beautiful? In case we have to race you to hospital from Oi Oi, here's a beautiful leather bag full of lots of goodies.
For me?
Yeah, that's for you. And here, on top of all the other goodies that you're getting.
Tupperware.
We got you some Tupperware.
You might be able to wash the baby in that for the first couple of days.
And not only are you going away, Madison, but every mum, every single mum here is going away with a goodie bag worth over $700. So you're all, and that's on top of everything that happens today. You can go to the Underworks. As we can see, Underworks have put a whole...
I think all the socks have...
All the socks have gone. I was like a shop over there. It was
amazing.
Beautiful.
They got more out.
Underworks never let us down. There's more baby socks. Okay, let's go to a song. And 131060, where did you have your baby that you didn't expect to?
101.9 The Fox.
And a massive shout out to Underworks. They made this whole party possible with their range of baby socks for tiny toes. We are live at Melbourne Arena. Fifi, Fev and Byron for Fifi's Single Mum's Baby
and
Shower.
And so many wonderful sponsors have come on board and so many generous businesses across Melbourne. And just a quick shout out to Playgrow Toys who given over $40,000 worth of baby toys, wonderful baby things that are all going into the goodie bags. And they've been so... We couldn't believe when the crates of Playgrow products turned up yesterday.
Incredible.
So big thank you. And now, as you've all been on this journey, I'm looking out at the sea of single mums with their sashes on.
There's a lot of bellies out there, isn't
it? A lot of big bellies. But it's been a really emotional journey. And
here we go.
No, I've cried a few times already today, but I didn't... when I suggested sharing my baby shower with all of you, because I just think...
You all right?
Really running out of breath. Find myself very fortunate, and I've got some incredible loved ones and friends around me. But being a single mum and doing it on your own, particularly a pregnancy, but then raising kids, I just think that we've got so many single mums in Melbourne, and they don't look for thanks, and they don't want a pat on the back, and they never reach out for help. So we just wanted you all to feel loved and celebrated today. And we've had so many people call our show, so many family members call our show, wanting to send their mums or their sisters or their friends along this morning. And one of the most emotional calls that I found was from Jesse. Now, Jesse, a tradie from Melbourne, rang up and he wanted to nominate his beautiful mum, Jen.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself when my dad left when I was about one. So she's done the best job. She's given up her life for us kids. Like, I try and give her everything I can just to make her happy.
Make me cry again, Jesse. That was the most beautiful call. I've got Jesse here on the stage.
Jesse's 12 champagnes in. He's having a great time.
And
he's has a couple of Bellinis.
His beautiful mum, Julie. Sorry, Julie, I've got baby brain. Julie, you've brought your mum along this morning. She's such a beautiful woman. She wouldn't come up on stage, I understand. It must be really special having her here today.
Oh, it is. It's I couldn't be happier that she's here and getting pampered finally.
Getting treated. So, you know, Julie, you go get a massage, you're going to get makeup done by Runway Room, go and have photos taken. There's a great magnet wall there where you can take home some magnets.
Bev's actually got some Tupperware. He's going to give you some Tupperware.
You're going to get a goodie bag with over $700. And how's this? From Oi Oi, we've got a beautiful leather bag here for you, Julie.
Bloody heavy.
And some Tupperware. So some more special treats for you.
And you get to drink champagne, have a day off. So well done.
There we go. Cheers.
That was beautiful. So be so proud. Proud of your son, Julie. Beautiful mother and son here this morning.
Plenty more still to come, guys. We'll let those guys enjoy that.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Channel 7 made some news overnight.
Did they?
They broke news, and I think this is, in terms of the where television's at in 2019, there's a lot of criticism, a lot of reality TV, a lot of maths drama, too much.
Well,
that's coming up next,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Yeah, next, yeah.
But there's not a lot of Australian content being created, but Channel 7 have now, and wait for this, I don't think we've had sitcoms made in this country since the 90s, but Channel 7 have a new sitcom!
What is it?
It's on its way. It's called Fam Time. Now, it is, it's a new sitcom. It'll be a half an hour show. It sort of takes you back to the days of Hey Dad and...
Whoa, I wouldn't have... That's not a really great reference.
What other sitcoms have we had? All
Skippy.
Together Now. This is going to be starring the gorgeous...
Acropolis Now.
Yeah, Acropolis Now.
Oh, there you go, Acropolis Now. The gorgeous Michaela Bannis. There's some other actors I've never heard of, but we'll just focus on Michaela. She's gorgeous. Now, what's interesting is it's all about, the narrative is all about a dysfunctional modern day family.
The and Kardashians.
Not a normal traditional family. Maybe a bit like the Kardashians. Michaela's playing a character called Belinda, but I do have an issue, Fev. And there's some copyright issues coming.
Into play. Is she playing you, is she?
Well, she's. Michaela's playing a character from a dysfunctional family called the Boxers.
Oh, no, seriously?
Can you believe her name's Belinda Box?
That was the first name that came to mind when they thought dysfunctional.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to know who's written this and if it's someone I know.
Of course it is.
So it's about a dysfunctional family called the Boxers.
Oh.
Yes. And there's a few issues that come to mind because there's lots of children in the show that have got to be named.
Don't tell me there's a Trixie.
Well, there's no Trixie, but what if they take one of my yet-to-be-born baby names?
Oh, yeah.
The mum, I don't know how Pearl will feel about this, Grandma Viv, played by Rhonda Birchmore. Surely Rhonda's too young to play a grandma.
Yeah, but she's beautiful.
Great legs.
Well, she is. She's playing a cougar.
See what Byron said? She's got great legs.
She does have great legs. She's a dancer.
We're live.
Oh, sorry.
She's playing a mum called Foxy Box.
That's you?
But certainly not your mother.
Do you know what's amazing about that? And I kid you not, I've literally just trademarked that name.
Really?
Yeah, just so you know, when it comes up, don't think I copied Rhonda Birchmore. I'd already trademarked
you
that name.
You trademarked Foxy Box.
Yes.
Hey, don't, you got no, you got nothing to worry
that's
about.
That's an exclusive. I'll tell you what that's about later.
Okay, these shows end up on their 7 mate or whatever.
I just think it'll
be out within 6 months.
Well, it's just hurtful. It's a dysfunctional family called the Boxers.
No worries. And the main takeout there is don't try and trademark Foxy Box because
I just trademarked.
She's got it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Oh, yeah. And here we are, Melbourne Arena, and it's all thanks to Underworks. Thank you, Underworks, for putting on this event with us. A huge range of baby socks for tiny toes. And there were free ones. They're just everywhere at the moment with Underworks.
There's free stuff everywhere, ladies.
Unbelievable. And Fief, we're on stage where Conrad Sewell will be performing in minutes.
He will be.
What about Fev's going to perform?
Fev's doing a bit of Bradley Cooper at the moment.
Can you get off that stool? You're not performing.
This is what all the cool dudes do. They go like this, and they sit there, and they just sing. I feel like Robbie Williams. Oh.
Now, I did just want to take this moment to say welcome to all of you, all you beautiful single mums out there. A lot of you pregnant, like myself. A lot of you have had babies. Some of you have grandchildren now. But you know what you are? You're all incredible women.
Here we go.
And you should all be so proud of yourselves. And the wonderful thing about single mums is that you do the job, you're on your own, and you don't complain, and you deserve this day. You deserve to be treated like angels and to be made to feel special. And as we've said, there's over $200,000 worth of goodies here today for you, all you lovely ladies. And you've been pampered all morning. Conrad's about to sing to you. But you've all had these contact us with some phenomenal stories and really emotionally moving stories, and I wanted to share my baby shower with you because, well, despite the fact I'm just having a not fun pregnancy, but that's all physical issues like heartburn and hyperemesis. But that aside, I'm really fortunate and I'm really lucky, and I feel like there are other single mums that do it a lot tougher. So that's why it's all about you today. Now we are about to have a bit of an Oprah moment. We've got some really exciting goodies to give away, and we're going to just single out a few mums here in the room. So get ready to win some fantastic stuff. Firstly, Joanne from Traralgon. Joanne, pop your hand up.
Yay!
Joanne, you've come all the way Traralgon this morning. You're 23 weeks pregnant. You were once told you couldn't have kids and you've miraculously fallen pregnant. Now you're crying. We've got $300 for you to spend at babypresents.com.au. Well done, Joanne. Kim from Narre Warren, where are you, Kim?
Nazawaza, Kimmy.
Currently 24
there
weeks
we go,
pregnant.
Over there.
Kim's got four more kids under eight, raising them all on her own. Well, guess what, Kim? You've got a lifetime worth of swimming lessons thanks to Swim World. That's a lifetime. A lifetime. We also have...
that's,
now,
a, that's a long time.
Kate, I know it is. Hopefully the kids can learn to swim by then. Kate from Pakenham. Where's Kate?
Packing
at
the house.
I know, I'm at the back there,
now,
Katie.
Kate has... actually, now Kate's a really sad story. Kate's 33 weeks pregnant and has three kids under eight, and she recently escaped a domestic violence situation, and it's been a really, really tough road for her, and she's now 33 weeks pregnant. So close to having her beautiful little angel. And we've got you an all-new Wave V3 pram from Silvercross. Would you look at these prams on stage? Silvercross pram
is incredible.
This
looks like a Maserati. Look at it.
And then right in front of me, I have Zoe from Point Cook. Now, Zoe's here with her little baby, Grayson,
little Grayson.
who's three months old.
He's been asleep the whole time.
He's just so beautiful, little Grayson. Now, Grayson is in and out of the Royal Children's Hospital at the moment. It was a really rough pregnancy for Zoe, doing it on her own with the support of her beautiful mum. And her little gorgeous son. He's got to go back into hospital. He's got a bit of a journey ahead of him, hasn't he?
He does, yep.
Well, we know that Grayson's spending a lot of time in hospital at the moment, but thanks to the wonderful girls Nat and Christy at North Sioux Interiors, they want to spend money on decorating a beautiful nursery for Grayson.
Thank you very, very much.
So when he comes home and he's in your home, in your beautiful arms, he's going to have the most, and these girls do an incredible job.
Thank you.
It's going to be a fully designed, gorgeous nursery.
That was the first time he opened his eyes. He was like, you're talking about my nursery?
Thank you.
It's
going to
be such a special place for
that
him.
That means a lot to me.
Well,
thank
Zoe,
you very
you're
much.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Is that your mum behind you?
Yeah,
oh,
look.
Oh, look at Mumsy. Mumsy's lost it.
Beautiful. And you're also lucky to have some wonderful friends and family who all nominated you. And I'd now like to just bring over to the stage Jen. If Jen could come and join us now. Now, Jen is a single mum. She's got a beautiful four-year-old boy.
Hi, guys.
Jen. And she's here with her friend Sally, who nominated her. Now, Jen, how far along are you again?
17 weeks.
You're 17 weeks. Now, you were on holiday earlier this year with your husband in Vietnam. And you lost him.
We did.
You lost your husband, and now you're doing this on your own. And that would be the hardest thing to do, to have been left. And now you're a single mum, your beautiful son, and you've got this gorgeous baby on the way. And you're so lucky you've got Sally here supporting
you. My friends
you.
And family have been amazing.
Well, Jen, we would love to treat you. We've got a butterfly love newborn photography session valued over $1,100 for your beautiful baby when they get here. There's a newborn car seat thanks to Mother's Choice, this amazing car seat over here.
Thank you, guys.
This all-new Wave V3 pram from Silvercross. So you're kitted out with this beautiful new pram, the car seat, and the photo shoot. We just want this to be the most special
thank you so much.
For you.
Thank you to everyone who put this on. This is beautiful. I feel really special, so I'm sure everyone else feels really special too. And congratulations on your baby, and thank you.
Your journey's a tough
thank
one,
you.
And we're just so glad
we'll be
you're
okay.
here to support it.
Oh, man, that was something. All right, we're all going to need to take a few minutes, I think, and just reset ourselves. That was something, Fifi. Beautifully done.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yes, our fingers are crossed that Fife actually gives birth at about 5 to 9. That would be a great result here for Fifi's single mum's baby shower.
So we just have a beautiful moment here. Jess has come in here with her 13-day-old beautiful daughter, Ava Irene.
Oh, she's so cute.
And she is absolutely gorgeous. And she was just telling me the story about her. She just lost her dear mum, Debbie Irene, a few months ago. So she, well, this would have been her first grandchild. And I'm making you cry, Jess, but that is just so beautiful. You should be so proud of yourself. And your mum would be so proud of you. And you've got a beautiful daughter, and she will be your best friend for life.
You don't realise how small. I've just had, obviously, Toby 6 months ago. Toby wasn't that small. But she's the size of a little Sharon.
I know.
She's tiny.
That's a perspective.
I used to slot them from Sharon. 50.
She's the most beautiful.
That's one of the mini footies.
It's like she's so cute. She's smiling. Look.
But for Jess, to lose your mum at this time in your life, that's tough. And this is what we're all here for, because there are single mums who are pregnant or have had babies, and they've been on tough journeys, and it hasn't been easy, like yourself. And we're here to spoil you all this morning and make you feel special and amazing. And you're all, as you know, going away with a goodie bag valued over $700.
It's over here, Boxy. It's over here.
Oh, look at this.
This is what everyone's
getting. Look at that.
Unbelievable.
Big package.
Incredible. That
diapers, nappies, play equipment. Whoa. Mate, mums would know. How good are wipes? Wipes are that handy.
And we have had so many incredible, generous businesses. Big businesses, small businesses across Melbourne that have put their hands up and want to get behind Melbourne single mums. And we are now going to have another Oprah moment. Woo! So if you hear your name called out, put your hand up, and we've got some goodies for you. Let's start with, where's Ange from South Morang?
Ange. Oh, she's at the back.
Ange,
there she goes.
Ange.
I think she's getting a massage.
I think that's the quickest she's moved.
No, keep having your
massage. She was up.
Keep having your massage. Your brother, Nick, he nominated you. You've just got yourself $400 worth of Tupperware.
Woo-hoo!
Kylie from Hoppers Crossing. Where's Kylie?
Hoppers. There's Kyle's.
Represent.
Now, Kylie, beautiful Kylie. She lost her husband on Christmas Eve 18 months ago.
Oh, yeah. We spoke to Kyle's.
We did speak to you, and we've got you $300 to spend at Queen C's Beauty. Kylie, so you're going to be absolutely pampered and looked after.
And your friend rang up. Are you the friend? Yes. Best mates. Look after each other.
So many people supporting each other in the room. Now, Peter from Boronia, where's Peter? Peter, you have got yourself also, we gave this away earlier too, swimming lessons for a whole year thanks to Swim World.
Wow. Might end up with an Olympian, Faith.
Yes, that's for your bubba who's on its way. Lauren from Sunbury, where's Lauren?
Loza.
Lauren's our paediatric nurse. She's been a single mum for 10 years, doing it on her own with her beautiful boy, Angus. You've won a year's supply of nappies thanks to Baby Love. Beck from Seaford. Where's Beck? Beck, are you there? Beck. Beck's been going through a really tough time. And her daughter, Indy, is a really terrible illness. And she's holding the family up all by herself. So we've got you $1,000 to spend at the WP Studio. Now, that's the Wedding and Portrait Studio in Caroline Springs.
You've been there, Boxy.
I go there. Brenton, Mark, they look after you. That's $1,000 worth of photography to create some beautiful moments for you. And then Chelsea from Truganina. Where's Chelsea?
There she is.
Chelsea missed her baby shower because her baby was born at 23 weeks. Now, any pregnant mum knows how early that is. And what a tough journey that would be. Chels, you've got $300 Johnson's baby pack, a gift pack from Johnson's. Thank you. Emma from Mount Waverley.
Emma. Oh, my God, that's me. That's you. Yes.
Emma's 27 weeks pregnant, never had a baby shower. And guess what? You've just got yourself a newborn car seat thanks to Mother's Choice. Now, Lauren from Carrum Downs. Where's Lauren? Lauren's mum, Sonia. Sonia registered you because you've completely turned your life around since falling pregnant. You're amazing. And we spoke to Sonia with you.
Yeah,
we spoke to you
mum. Little
the
mini
other
me.
Day.
You can tell.
You're so proud of your beautiful daughter, and we heard your journey and how you've turned. You look incredible. You look healthy. Well done. Stay on this path because this baby will change your life.
Due in July. Yes.
And we've
got a boy, and you've already named him. Lockie? Yes. What a memory.
What an incredibly tough journey you've been on, and you've just got yourself an all-new Wave V3 pram from Silver Cross.
Oh, that's they are the Ferraris. They are the Aston Martins of the pram world of Silver Cross.
And then Liv from Elstonwick. We heard from Liv's mum, Virginia, and Virginia rang in to nominate her mum and had me in tears because a beautiful, beautiful story. Liv's husband passed away 2 years ago, and she's got a 2.5-year-old. And left it with a 4-month-old, and that's a really tough journey, and she's done that on her own. We've got you cleaning services from the Mum Source, a $200 voucher to spend at TSID Clothing, and a $350 voucher from the Wedding Portrait Studio. So you get a beautiful photo shoot with you and your gorgeous children.
Do you feel like Oprah? You're amazing. Look at all the stuff.
I don't know that Oprah cries as much. No.
She's more, you get a car, you get a car, whereas yours sort of draw out more. But, wow, Fief, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone gets a beautiful gift bag on their way out worth over $700 for every single mum, Fief.
Yeah, you're all incredible. You're amazing. You're
You know, like those models off Sale of the Century? Remember those?
Yes.
Yes, Fev is modelling as we speak. He's like one of the barrel people. Well
done. You're the backbone of Melbourne single mums. You're doing a great job.
Congratulations, of course. Thank you, Underworks. Thank you, Silver Cross, Tommy Tippy, so many more. This is Fifi's Single Mums Baby Shower.
101.9 The Fox.
It's been an incredible morning. We've had so many single mums from across Melbourne here at Melbourne Arena sharing the morning, being pampered, going away with goodie bags. Nobody goes away with less than a $700 goodie bag.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the wonderful, generous businesses across Melbourne. It's been phenomenal, and it's been really emotional. And what's wonderful, and I love this about our city, is that we get behind each other. And we've had so many loved ones and family and friends nominating the incredible single mums in their lives over the past few weeks. So let's go back on the journey that led us to this moment.
Yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday, coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it. And I had a long think about it last night. Lately, I've been thinking. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. But this isn't just about single mums who are pregnant now. This is about single mums who are just doing it tough generally. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev, I would like to share this. Only for a
minute. No matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody.
A friend of mine and I started seeing each other and I fell pregnant. He didn't really want a baby at the time. For a long time, we just thought Olivia was drowning.
Jessie, your mum sounds pretty amazing.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself. Sorry. She's done the best job.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
I feel like if anyone deserves a break, it's probably my sister.
I think single mums, often you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But, you should be celebrated and we want to do that. Oh, you mean the world
to me. Well, the morning has finally arrived.
This has blown me away. We are sitting here at Melbourne Arena.
The spoiling has already started. We're looking out there and
all the
mums.
Single mums are turning up. Oh, she's got the... Oh, I'm going to...
There we go.
Hughesy has just walked into the building.
Yeah. They're running this.
Oh, my God, there's pregnant women.
They're fighting
over the
boys. Thank you for doing this. The single mums of Melbourne, who are all legends. I work away from home so much my wife can really relate to you.
So. Now, I don't want to be alarmist, mums. We have Madison from St Albans here.
Jeez, you look nearly like a Jew.
You? Well, she's due this coming Tuesday. And guys, contractions have started.
Oh, my God. Heard the news that Fifi's growing up. Conrad Sewell, right
there. Time for Alpha Bucks.
Let's get someone from the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I want to change your life. Arania, you could win $10,000.
Oh, God, with the pressure.
I can win this in the car. I want to raise your
spirit. Counting them all up, you got all 10. And you got 10, right? $10,000!
Joanne from Traralgon. We've got $300 for you to spend at babypresents.com.au. Kim from Narre Warren. You've got a lifetime worth of swimming lessons. And Zoe's here with her little baby Grayson. Thanks to North Sioux Interiors. They want to spend money on decorating a beautiful nursery for Grayson.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've got so many single mums in Melbourne and they don't look for thanks and they don't want a pat on the back. So we just wanted you all to feel loved and celebrated today.
Wow. Thank you, Melbourne. What an incredible journey. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Arania's down here. Fif, she just won that 10 grand an hour ago.
Thank you so much.
That's our absolute
pleasure. I'm so excited. Thank you very much and thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you all for coming. Looking out here, there's tears. There's so much love and support in the room. You're all beautiful women and I'm so, so honoured to share my baby shower with you. So thank you all for coming.
Now, we've got a lot of thank yous, don't we? I mean, we want to obviously thank all the single mums, the businesses that supported us, and we'd be here until 10 o'clock listing them all. The major supporter, obviously overriding all of it, was Underworks. Thank you. And every other sponsor. The Fox FM staff who spent tireless hours working on this. Every single one of you, from engineers
the backbone, the minions.
To promotions. They're not called minions, Fev. They are very, very old Leon Dominion. But other than that, thank you to all of those behind the scenes. We know how hard you've worked and we appreciate that as well, guys. We really do.
And thank you to everyone for turning up to Fifi's baby shower. But the star of the show, as always, is our little friend Fiona. You are a single mum. You've done it for 6 years already and you've brought up a beautiful girl. And another little beautiful baby is about to come in the world. So I know that you say you're lucky, that you've got a lot of friends and you've got a great family, but we're also your family and we're here for you too. So congratulations and good luck when the little one comes. We're going to miss you.
And we love you.
Thank you so much for sharing your baby shower with all the single mums of Melbourne. It's something really special and we love you, man.
Thank you. Wow.
Some flowers for you. Thank you, Casey. So there you are, Fee.
And you can give them the little Quinny when it comes out.
That's a girl. Won't be the name. But I just want to take a moment to thank my amazing friends on this team, because Bev and Byron and all the team, and I'm going to list names and I'll forget names, so that's going to be awkward. But I'm incredibly supported here. Leon, Ali, Casey, Mike, Will, Charlotte's not here, Amanda, our boss, have just been so supportive. And it's when you are... whether you're like myself, you're choosing to have a child on your own, or whether you find yourself in a situation on your own having a child, very important to have people around you, because it takes a village to raise a child. And I just think I'm the luckiest in the world because I've got the best friends in the world here. Thank you so much, boys.
Oh, Fifi, you got us swelling up. All right. So please, I know you said it wasn't about you, but let's hear it for Fifi, guys.
Yeah! Woo!
Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years. I'm